Today, our people can see that we're faced with a government conspiracy. This government has failed us. The senators who are filibustering concerning your and my rights, that's the government. Don't say it, Southern senators. This is the government. This is a government filibuster. It's not a segregationist filibuster. It's a government filibuster. Any kind of activity that takes place on the
What's up, goddammit? What up, man? DUB, Cobb, Shoe Colors is back, baby. What's up?
What's up with it, man?
Man, ain't nothing, man. I don't know about you. I just fired up when I heard that intro. I don't know. I be like, yeah, nigga, it's about to go to hell. Oh, man. What you been up to, boy?
Yeah, chilling, man. Living out in this crazy world, man, trying to make it.
Yeah, man, there's a lot going on, man, since we've been back. But we going to get into that later on, man. We just, shit, I've been out here binge-watching on this damn Netflix all weekend, man. There's a lot of good shit on Netflix. I'm about to cancel this cable because they got some shit on here, man. I'm watching this shit, The Get Down. You watched it, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's a little show they got on there, man, about the 1977 birth of hip hop in the Bronx. It's pretty funny, man. It's, you know, I think you'll like it. Even if you ain't into hip hop, you'll still like it. It's a romance, comedy, drama, musical, all in one. Some good shit. But, man, shit, I'm tired. Goddamn, what's going on, man?
Nothing, man. You know, just man, I've been out here, like, you know, as we talked about, you know, a couple of weeks ago, man, I shut my Twitter off because it was stressing me out, man. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm really glad I did that, man, because arguing with people every day and, you know, just even when I'm not arguing with people, just looking at the different things that's going on out here in the world, man, it starts to take a toll on you, man, in society.
Yeah. Yeah, because I had to let go of the Facebook for a week. Like, I didn't cancel the page. I just had to get off of it for a week, man. Because every day I get on there, you know, just like everybody else, they check their Facebook in the morning. I get an attitude because I see somebody else that got killed or screwed over by the system. I got tired of that shit. Like, I got tired of seeing it. Like, just, like, I just can't see that every day. Like, every day? Like, golly, that's not a solution to get it to stop. But your issue is with people refusing to see the truth. My issue is with I'm just tired of seeing it. Like this show First 48. Like, I can't watch that shit all day. I get tired of people seeing kids kill each other. Like, I just can't take it. I can only take so much. But I think it was a well needed break for both of us. That's the thing. Let me explain. Yeah, man, I can't, you know, because I see them people on, it's bad on Twitter, man, because people just hide behind that technology and say what they want, which is proof within itself that racism is alive and kicking, but they still refuse to see that. It's like, when black people speak on behalf of racism, we never say, forget white people, forget these people, forget that people. We just say, look at how our people are being treated. And then they call us racist. What type of shit is that?
Yeah, man, I got called bigot. I got called ignorant. I got called all kinds of stuff, man. And I'm not even that type of dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like y'all got called a bigot. I ain't never been called a bigot before in my life.
I ain't heard that shit from different strokes.
Bruh, I got added to, and I didn't even know how they do that, but I got added to like a bigot list on Twitter, and I was like, what the hell is going on?
So Donald Trump on there, or just you?
Well, it was like me and a bunch of other black people, man. You know. It don't mean nothing, man. Like, you know, I stand up on facts. and then, you know, just to ask people questions, because I like to interact with people on, you know, different race relations just to hear how people think about the situation. But it's like, a lot of the time, man, like, if you ask a white person anything about race, like, they go straight to the defensive and start acting emotionally and start just reacting crazy, man. It's like, I'm trying to have an actual conversation about something, and that shit just don't exist a lot of times, man. So, you know, I had to let it go, man. You know, I eventually I'll get back on it. But it's like, God damn, that shit make you want to choke somebody, man.
Yeah, you can't drive 100 miles an hour down a dead end street. You go crazy.
I'll post something on there, you know, maybe whether it's like showing a picture of you know, different things that happened during slavery and stuff, and people just come at you like, you don't know your history. This is not the real history. And I'm like, this shit is factual. Like, this ain't, I didn't just make up this story. Like, what the hell going on? So it's just, you know, I had to let it go, man. And I'm so goddamn happy I did, man. I had to take a breath.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I posted a picture of a baby getting ate by a crocodile because they used to use little black babies for bait, for crocodile bait. You know what I'm saying? And the dude, I work with the dude. He jumped down my throat talking about, why you posting pictures of this and this and that and the other. I said, wait a minute, man. I'm posting pictures of this because they didn't teach us this in school. You know what I'm saying? Everybody should have to wait till they're 28 years old to learn their history. So,
yeah, I mean,
what am
like,
I doing wrong?
Where else you gonna hear it from? You're not gonna hear it in school, you know. But when it's anything that got to do with down there, black people, you hear that all day. They like to say like we don't invent nothing. And I mean, like when they say stuff like that, it's like common sense. Like they act like at certain point in times in history, like when you were black, like you could just walk into the patent office. You know what I'm saying? Like you couldn't just walk into the patent office and fill out a patent. You was black.
Man,
so a lot of the stuff that we invented or had a hand in inventing, like they put their names on it. Like that's factual.
Yep, still making money off our shit today. Yeah, man, that's how they do it.
Look at you, call you a bigot, man. And this was the first time in my life, man, I've been called a bigot.
Yeah, man, let's get into this. Yeah, kind of the bigot. Well, let's get into this Olympic shit, man. Hussein Bolt just won again tonight. Hussein Bolt put it down. He got his third gold medal. Shit, it's fast ass. Your boy Michael Phelps over there, he won a gold medal. He won a silver, some shit yesterday. Then he won a gold medal, but then he said Michael Phelps said he retiring. He got the most gold medals of any solo athlete in the history of the Olympics. So, shit. He retiring. He said that before, though, too. So.
I mean, Michael Phelps juicing. He on that Lance Armstrong shit. You know, I called Lance Armstrong out, you know, years before everybody, before he got busted and all this shit. Motherfuckers used to argue with me all the time. And be like, nah, you know, he a cancer survivor and all this and that. And I'm like, yeah, that's why he's juicing. I mean, it's just the reality of the situation is you can't get older. You can't get faster. You know, especially when your body done been through some of the damage that cancer has caused. Now, I'm not saying that you can't finish, but for you to consistently win like that over people that's younger than you, like that's bullshit. That's the same thing that's happening with Michael Phelps. But, you know, I think the Olympics, like, you know, They test them, but they keep the samples for up to 10 years, and I guarantee you he gonna get busted after, because you know they continue to advance the testing for it, and he'll get busted. They ain't gonna care, but you know that man ain't winning like that, man. That man on something.
You think Hussein Bolt on something?
No, I don't think he on something, because first of all, you know he an African. And he black. You know what I'm saying? And that sound crazy, but that's the reality. You know what I'm saying? Like his genotype is different than a lot of people, which is allowing him to do that. But, you know, Caucasians, on the other hand, I hate to say it, as far as athletically, them being athletically gifted, like, that's just not in cards. You know what I'm saying? That's why they got baseball and shit, trying to make that shit seem like it's just a prime time sport because it lacks athleticism. But, yeah, you know, this motherfucker, I just found something out today. I didn't know A-Rod made like $500 million throughout his baseball career, and that shit pissed me off.
I mean, first of all, baseball is extremely harder than it looks. You keep saying baseball is easy. Baseball is hard, man. Like,
I'm not saying baseball players, but athletically,
I'm not saying
not a sport.
Athletically, it is, because you have to be able to be accurate and throw that ball. You got to be able to hit that ball. You got to be able to run. You got to be able to catch. You got to be able to do everything, man, to be a big time baseball player. Now, should they make more than the NFL or basketball? No, because
You just explained golf to me. That's the same.
What you mean?
The same characteristics.
Golf players don't make more than NFL players.
No. I'm saying what you're saying. Baseball players need. That's the same thing. Golf players need.
No.
That's why they can play 170 or 80 games or whatever they can a year, because it don't take a physical toll on your body.
But it does take a toll.
It don't take a toll, though.
Listen, man. Listen to me. It's not a contact sport. Okay? Baseball, I didn't make the game up, but I'm saying, like, I know baseball is not a contact sport, but it does require a unique set of athleticism that everybody don't possess, which deserves some recognition and some props. If you're a good-ass baseball player, that's something that everybody can't do. You know what I'm saying? That takes skill. Baseball takes skill and finesse. You know what I'm saying?
It's something that everybody don't want to do. But if you take the time, then you can learn how to do it, just like you can learn how to be a pretty decent golfer if you take the time out to do it.
I can't take the time to learn to hold Randy Moss.
Jerry Rice. Wait a minute.
Now you talking about the Hall of Fame players. Now nobody can be a Ken Griffey Jr. You can learn how to play baseball true, but you can't take the time out to learn how to possess the gifts of a Ken Griffey Jr. or the accuracy of a Roger Clemens, or the reflexes of an A-Rod or whoever the fuck, I don't know, them baseball niggas.
The only athletic position in baseball is that I can even give close to is a pitcher. Because for you to be able to throw the ball 90-something miles an hour, but everything else is that's just not factual, man. I mean, they probably only burn like maybe 100 calories the whole fucking game. Like, that ain't shit. That ain't nothing. Man. Just because something is hard for you to do, that don't make it a sport. I don't know how to do no goddamn BMX trick, but that don't make it a sport because other motherfuckers do. I'm talking about the physical toll that it takes on your body, the shape you have to be in to be able to do that. Like, it's just,
so you reality. Don't think you got to be in shape?
Some motherfuckers be out there playing baseball because they 50 years old and shit. Get the hell out of here.
So you don't think you got to be in shape at 50 years old to play baseball?
Well, as a 50-year-old man, probably, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, the average player, you don't have to be in top physical condition to play baseball now. I don't believe that.
Man, yeah, you do.
We can watch a baseball game together, and we can watch how many times they actually move throughout the whole goddamn game. The most moving they do, is when they run from the outfield to the dugout. That's it.
There ain't no baseball. I just sat here and said they don't deserve to make more than some other sports, but it is a sport and it takes skill and physical abilities that everybody can't do. Now
you stand on third base all day.
Now your boy, Your boy Melo doing something over there. He on his way to getting his third gold medal. You say he don't give a damn about winning no ring.
Yeah, you know, on the real, man, like I Melo, my boy, you know, he's my favorite hooper and shit. But, you know, me being out here in this world to see how that shit works, like, after a while, I can understand why you probably don't give a shit no more. You know, when you start realizing it's more than you know, just hooping to become a champion. Like, that shit, you might as well, that shit got so many politics in it, man. Like, it don't even matter. Get your money,
yeah, I just,
stay healthy, and do what you got to do.
I just got a message from ESPN saying that Melo said LeBron told him not to answer his critics.
I mean, so, you know, don't nobody give a fuck about no goddamn LeBron, man.
Well, everybody else do. I guess that's the king
LeBron,
of the league, man.
LeBron is good at that politics and shit, and that's the only reason why he is what he is. As far as just straight hooping, like, we all know the guy talented and shit like that or whatever, but he willing to go that extra sucker mile, which everybody ain't willing to do. So once you willing to go that extra sucker mile, then, you know what I'm saying, you get them benefits. If I was a hooper, man, like, I think my first 3-4 years, I'll probably, you know, try to give him my all and shit. And then when I see that it's more to it than that, like, they want you to dress like a sucker, talk like a sucker, can't say what's really on your mind, even if somebody that you know you're a better hooper than, you can't even go out and say you're a better hooper than, or you're gonna foul out whenever you play them. So, you know, it's 2 minutes. That shit done turned into, like, you know, WWE with a ball.
Oh, man, yeah. In my opinion, I don't think Melo should have said it. Like you said earlier, I don't think he should have just said that, because now it makes him look bad, really bad. Not that he cares, but it's just bringing unnecessary negative attention towards him and his legacy as it is. So, I mean, brother, if you're listening, I mean, just try to keep that type of shit to yourself, because you know these white folks ain't going to let you make it. You know what I'm saying? You give your money, which is... Yeah, I'm saying, like, you got your money, you still getting your money, your family straight, just, you know, it ain't no need for any more negative attention, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you passed that, like, you're not 25 years old no more, you know, you just don't need that on your plate, you know, I mean, I don't see why you would want that on your plate anyway, so, it's good. If you gonna be opinionist, if you gonna have your opinion, say something about the state of black people or something like that. If you don't really give a damn, you know what I'm saying? That's what I would use my platform for, you know, because it's obvious. If you know, you don't want to ring, you don't want to ring. But if you gonna use your platform and be honest, say some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Let them talk about that. That's what I would do. Like,
I mean,
Michael
Mello,
and Marcus Bennett.
He's spoken up, you know, recently here about black people. You know what I'm saying? I think the older you get, man, the more you get tired of jumping through them hoops. You know what I'm saying? I just think some people, everybody ain't willing to do that. You know what I'm saying? You already got your money. Your wife's successful. Your son got his little money going. I mean, after a while, it's like, look, I'm on hoop. I'm going to always try to hoop. I'm pretty sure he ain't going to go out there and just, you know, try to miss on purpose or nothing like that. But, you know, just to be winning the championship, like, I mean, we've already discussed, man, like, it's more to it than just basketball. Everything they want you to do now, man, like, that's probably only 20% of winning the championship, and being a champion in the NBA now is really only about 20% of your game. It's so much stuff. They want you to have the perfect image. They want you to do all this other stuff that ain't got nothing to do with basketball.
Yeah, basketball ain't what it used to be, man. I remember basketball, boy, was can't talk shit no more, man. These kids, they just want the money, which I ain't mad at them, but they ain't letting them hoop no more. That's the thing about it. They not letting them hoop on the court like they used to. They not giving them the freedom to be themselves. On outside the court, obviously, it's just, you know, they got their foot on their neck, you know. And the only way you can even speak up is if you're an elite player. You know what I'm saying? When they can't win without you. And that's only a handful, and they easy to control. But, hey, yeah, I applaud Melo for just keeping it real. Because at least he keeps it real. That's one thing you can't say that you can't say about a lot of these dudes, like LeBron. I mean, God forbid he come out and just say some real shit because he'll turn their ass upside down. But he don't want to do that because he don't want to mess up his money. But that's just my opinion. Anyway, another gangbanger, a.k.a. a police officer. I call him gangbanger. That's my shit. You know, when I say gangbanger, I ain't talking about people with bandanas. I'm talking about people with badges. They gangbangers. Because when you treat anybody hostile over a color, whether it's the color of their skin or the color of their clothes, it's gangbanger. Am I right?
Yeah.
It's a color. So, another gangbanger in Milwaukee shot this dude. They said he had a gun, though. Shot this dude in Milwaukee, killed him in a foot pursuit. And it was two dudes. One got away. One got killed by the cop. Then they started riding and turning up and burning shit down in Milwaukee. And the mayor had to call in the National Guard in Milwaukee to calm the situation down. This just happened recently, last night. And it was a body cam. The cop that killed them did have a body cam on, but the footage was not released yet for some reason. And I think it would clear up a lot of stuff. But they said the dude had a gun. And the cop told him to drop the gun. But he didn't, and he killed him. Now, in my opinion, if you got a gun, and you're running from the cops, and they do tell you to drop the gun, if you don't, you're going to get killed because they got to protect themselves too. You know what I'm saying? And in my opinion, that's a righteous kill because if I was on the other end of the gun, if I was the cop, I'd shoot you too. You know what I'm saying? But until we see that body cam footage, and you know what I'm saying, but you can't believe these motherfuckers. That's what I'm saying. If you put a gangbanger on the stand, of course he gonna lie. Cause he a gangbanger. So he don't want to go to jail. He a gangbanger. He a criminal. So until he's proven, until that body cam footage is saw. Cause what's the purpose of them having them if we can't see? Especially if you burning your whole city down, you should want to be able to throw the city some kind of light to the situation to calm their head down. So, in my opinion, they hide something. You can't. It's obvious. It's been proven time and time again. You can't trust them. So until I see this gang banging body cam footage, I'm gonna assume that the young cop, because it was a young cop. 24 years old. He was working with the police for 6 years, so he's been with he was 18, but he's been an active cop for just the last 3 years since he was 21. He joined the force when he was 21. So he was a youngster. My guess is maybe he panicked. I don't know, but we'll never know until they release all the details. What you got?
Yeah, which we done seen this multiple times happen. You know what I'm saying? So I just wish before they ride in and tore up the city that they waited to a little bit further so they could see the outcome, if whether, you know what I'm saying, the video going to come out or not. Because, you know, for them to just tear up the city now and they don't have any of the facts, if they somehow do release the video and it shows that this guy was in the wrong, then they're going to be looking pretty dumb. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want our people to just be, you know, acting off of emotion. I'd rather them, you know, react off facts. So, you know, I just wish they would have. And I really, you know, we talked about this before. Like, I know throughout history, especially throughout these last couple of years, that riots happened. And we know the reason why they happened. But, you know, I just wish they'll find a different way to take it out on the system. Besides riding and messing up the community. Now, although they don't own a lot of those businesses in the community, like, it's still your community. So, you know, you're just going to end up in the end of the day, you know, making it harder on yourself. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, what my views are on it. You know, I just think they should have waited, try to see till some more facts came out, and, you know, maybe they will release the footage, although that don't happen a lot of the times, and somehow the camera breaks or some crazy shit. But I just wish they would have waited, man. So you know, at the end of the day, we don't be out here looking crazy and violent for no reason.
Yeah, because that's all they're going to show anyway. They're going to show the city burning, making us look wild when the gangbangers is at home getting paid. You know, they don't care. It's all a part of their plan.
So what are your views on riding?
Riding, it's misguided. It is, but it's understandable. You know, when you get so frustrated and heated because you, in reality, you realize that you just have no power. You were pushed in the corner, and you have no choice but to come out swinging. And nobody's going to, when you're mad, you react instantly. You're not going to get in your car and say you're in California and L.A. You're not going to get in your car and drive to Beverly Hills for 30, 40 minutes and hold that anger in. And then get out of there and start turning up shit. You gonna turn up shit right then and there.
Yeah.
So that's what people don't understand.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
That's what I'm saying. Like you go turn up what's close to you right then and there because you're so pissed off. You know what I'm saying? Like when Rodney King got off the hook, you know, people in Beverly Hills was happy, so Beverly Hills stayed safe. You know what I'm saying? People in the hood was mad, so people in the hood tore up the hood shit. So you got to understand that the people that's getting upset by the reasons that they are rioting are the people in these poor neighborhoods. So then they feel like they ain't got nothing to lose anyway, so you can't talk them into stopping. But in reality, it is wrong. It is a criminal act, if you're going to be technical about it. It's an emotional act. That don't make it right. That just makes it illegal. But when it's chaos like that, nobody can really just, the police department can't just, you know what I'm saying, throw a whole community in jail. So, you know, they get away with it. But in the end, they still losing. You double losing. You're not getting justice. And now you got to go way across town to get something to eat. You got to go way across town to go to the AutoZone. Now you're putting money in their community. So it's a lose-lose situation, and people just got to think more. You know, solution-wise, you just got to think. You can't be, you can't just overreact to a situation where the police officer kills somebody. You know what I'm saying? It might be a righteous kill. It might be. So you just got to give them that chance. If they're not giving you that chance, you have to take certain nonviolent actions to demand that chance and go through the channels to see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Don't take no for an answer. But the last thing you should do is tear up your own hood. You don't want to tear up your own hood because that's all we got. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not going to help us fix it. You know, even though we don't own it. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, it's still in your hood and it's going to make us look crazy because you know that's how they're going to show anyway. You know what I'm saying? So
I just don't. In
this situation, I mean, Milwaukee, from what they said so far, it seemed like a righteous kill by the cop. It seemed that way since the dude was armed, it wouldn't drop his gun. If what they say is true, then you can't really get too upset at that, you know what I'm saying, unless you his family or something. But if not, that's what I'm saying. If not, because you can't trust them, that you lied so much to avoid, you know, taking responsibility. I understand their pain, but until you get all the facts, don't explode just because, you know, just assuming that one cop is like a lot of other cops. That's not a fair decision. You know, so just try to take it easy out there, people. I'm going to pray for Milwaukee. Just be safe out there, y'all. And just stop, just go home, everybody. Just stop what you're doing and let time tell the facts and get this shit all out. You know what I'm saying? Before you start freaking out. Oh, and it ain't too late. Just go home. So what you got?
Well, I was just going to say, man, I don't know how many more times it's going to happen. You know, like, I mean, whether it's in some people's mind, right or wrong, the fact that they are riding, like, I mean, it seems that we're on pace, man, and having a ride like every 4 or 5 months or something, or at least some type of issue where a majority of, you know, urban communities feel like they have to come together to rise up against the police department. And, you know, I just, you know, we got an election going on, and you can hear something about Donald Trump all day saying something crazy. But, you know, you should see right now watching this election that they're not trying to address any of our core issues. So, you know, I just don't know, you know, what else actually has to happen before, you know, this can even be talked about and conversed about so we can start seeing some type of progress in one way or the other. You know, I mean, we're coming to a point in time, in my opinion, to where, you know, it's either we need something's going to change for the positive or something's going to change for the negative. But, you know, we need to know where people stand on these issues. And until we have that type of conversation, it just seems to me like it's going to get worse.
Yeah. We have to. There's no leadership out here in these streets, man. Like, no black communities has any form of leadership organization to try to control us and try to guide us into a better path. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, even with, say, like with Tookie, like they said, with he was a gangbanger, of course, but in the earlier days, you know, like if they would shoot somebody for Tookie, they would, you know, they would listen to him and clean the house for him. They would, you know, they would clean up their neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, there ain't no OGs no more, not even on the criminal level. There's no, the parents are so young, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no grandmamas, big mamas out there really just taking control of our people, you know what I'm saying? There's no leadership, you know? Ain't nobody out there really demanding that respect and nobody to look up to. It's like, say you in Milwaukee, like, who do they have in Milwaukee that can just hold court and be like, no, don't burn nothing down yet. Let's take you to the city hall and see what the hell going on with this footage, and we'll know if this was a righteous kill or not. Like, there's no leadership. Nobody wants to be a leader. Everybody wants to be a follower, and they see somebody else turning up shit, so they think it's okay. Like, no, it's not okay. Like, you need somebody strong, somebody that's not going to sell us out, that can demand your attention and respect and let you know and let you guide those decisions of what not to do. Because these people know what's right from wrong, trust me. It's just that they have nobody to help guide and control, teach them how to control that anger. You know what I'm saying? You can use anger in a positive situation, in a positive manner. Because when you're angry, you're motivated. You know what I'm saying? If you're motivated to burn down a building, you can be motivated to, you know what I'm saying, to do something positive, such as, you know, go door to door and can stop people from burning up buildings. You can stop people from, you can organize a neighborhood watch. You can organize in your own neighborhood, within your own community. You know what I'm saying? So there's no leadership, you know? Everybody's just reacting. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing guided. There's no guidance at all. And that's a problem. That's something that we lost. Or you can say they took it from us. But who you got for song of the week, bro? We got to go in the break.
We're going to go in the break. We're going to play Wide Frame, Live Young, Die Rich. Once again, that's Wide Frame, Live Young, Die Rich. It's True Colors. We're going on a break. See y'all when we get back.
Relentless Hustler Entertainment.
I hope they understand. I hope they understand. Them young, die rich, I hope they understand. I live a fast life, I hope they understand. My circle tight, never snitch, I hope they understand. They don't understand. They can't understand.
Make one thing clear, I'm the power bird. Cause I'm killing tracks, ain't no coming back. Got killers round me like Connor. It's one thing that I do possess, is the impeccable intellect. I'm the bridge, gotta make connects from my actions. I earn respect, my delivery ain't like the threat. Gang chest, how they testing me. Close friends turn to enemies. With family, you make memories. Even then, you gotta watch it close. With Walker County, raise the cut though. But I'm kind hearted, I cut though. Mama introduced me to gun smoke. To this day, I gun tote. Your top five, what I aim for. Where I'm from, we don't give up. I'm from Texas, ain't no game show. So you playing with little fast lock. Keep that strap on me, I'm Chapo. No amigos, no act. Al Pacino, who get rid of people. Don't test my ego.
Them young, die rich, I hope they understand. I live a fast life, I hope they understand. Never snitch, I hope they understand. They don't understand, they can't understand. I pray my homies never switch, stay true to the fam. They don't understand, they can't understand. Them young, die rich, I hope they understand. I live a fast life, I hope they understand.
I'd be surprised if I ain't competition. Every mission on the beat is a demolition. Boys can't see, but it clear their vision. Cause I'm killing shit, that's real shit. That's a clear picture. Saying that he real, but ain't real with you. Gotta cut him off, can't feel it. Doing what I do for my circle. Hating on me, it ain't perfect. I charge the game. Tell me out here who be rapping like Frank. Down to the socks, Gucci the name. Paying respect, the homage to Biggie. The words is polished, the game ain't need me. Passing the knowledge, my money, my problems. Bro told me get it and know that I got it. Had a black mask, can't see who got it. Ride with the top off. They don't understand why I'm so clean. I'ma hit the stage while it's sold out. Got a group singing like Billie Jean. It's in my heart to rap the South. But I'm in Cali on chilling with Wiz on Khalifa. Smoking on cheese, counting cheese.
Them young, die rich, I hope they understand. I live a fast life, I hope they understand. A circle tight, never snitch, I hope they understand. They don't understand, they can't understand. I pray my homies never switch, stay to the fam. They don't understand, they can't understand. Them young, die rich, I hope they understand. I live a fast life, I hope they understand.
Yeah, man, yeah. I like, who is that again, man?
That's Wireframe, man. Live Young, Die Rich.
Live Young, Die Rich.
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right, today's topic, we got the state of the Black Union. Well, why are we here and where are we headed? You know, as in general of our people. So why do you want to talk about this today?
I mean, because, you know, I'm constantly analyzing myself and, you know, my way of thinking and, you know, the people I have around me. And, you know, man, I mean, it just get to me, I don't see any improvement really going on. You know, I don't want to say any improvement. We got baby steps here and there. But, I mean, we have to start coming to a point, man, to where we got to realize we're in this situation because we keep looking – we keep looking for our enemy to have some type of empathy for us. And, you know, throughout all the time, throughout all the history and everything that's going on, like, I mean, it's clear to show that at some point in time, we have to stand on our own two feet and make our own moves and do things for ourselves and not worry about how we're looked at in other people's eyes and start, you know, building our unity together, keeping our family strong. I mean, although we have, you know, several instances throughout history to where we was treated poorly and, you know, things was happening to us, that's no excuse for us. On the other hand, whenever we have a child, to not take care of the child. or for us not to instill certain qualities into our children. So, I mean, you know, if we don't fix that, you know, and where we are now, then I look, you know, forward down the line, maybe another 5 to 10 years, and I don't see any significant change. And I'm talking for just, you know, not the black politicians or not the upstanding, I guess, black people that's living, you know, a great life. Like, at some point in time, we need a larger majority of our black community to wake up and understand that it's more that we can do. And, you know, until we all get that type of mindset, I mean, it just look real bleak for our future, in my opinion. You know, educationally, we need to step up. You know, we need to start taking onus on certain things that we have in our control. But at the same time, we need to realize why we're in this situation. Now, when you do those things, realizing why you're in why we're in this situation, that just gives us the knowledge to know how to operate and the people we need to watch out for. But at the same time, we're bettering ourselves and our families and our communities. So you know, that's why I wanted to talk about this, because I just feel like right now the path that we're on, where we continue to ask our oppressors, our enemies, to have empathy for us and to treat us a certain way, is getting us nowhere. So
yeah.
we just really need to wake up and do more.
Yeah, I think to make headway as to make us stronger is, it got to be education. I mean, knowledge truly is power. Now, I know we poor. I know we don't have a lot of resources, but everybody, once again, I've said this on so many shows, everybody has a computer in their pocket. There's no reason for you to be ignorant to so many situations as we are as a people. You know what I'm saying? We are distracted by social media, fight videos, gaming. Not saying that we can't enjoy ourselves, but I'm saying those things were put in place to distract us from the fact that you have the keys to knowledge in your pocket this whole time. You know what I'm saying? Once you learn about this system and how it's actually screwing us over, the ins and outs to the game, you can't win a game unless you know the rules. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't. Like, you've got to learn the rules and learn where you are in this game so you can be effective. That's any game. It's just like life. It ain't no different. So you have to educate yourself as much as you can, whether you're young, especially if you're young, but even if you're old, you know what I'm saying? If you're 30, 40, 50 years old, and if it's something that you don't know, or you might say, oh, I'm 40 years old, it don't matter no more, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, like, you can't be effective once you learn this game, because if you're 45 years old, I'm pretty sure there's somebody that's going to listen to you that's younger than you. You know what I'm saying? If you tell them straight facts, then that's going to stick with them for the rest of their lives, regardless if it's a lot or a little. Like, you can educate yourself. You have to get out of the slave mentality as of being educated and knowing something is a bad thing. Like, no, it's not. Like, it's a lot of people that's going to say, well, I ain't got that mentality. I no, because if you had that mentality, you would understand a lot more rules to this game called life than you do. I know everything, because I damn sure don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, not even close. But I can say that I'm trying to learn a little bit every single day as I go along, something new, so I can try to break that cycle for my kids, so I can teach them something when they get older. You know what I'm saying? When they get older, they're young now, but when they get older, I want to drop some knowledge, some facts, something that's going to withstand the test of research, and get their mindset into a mindset of, I want to know more. Like, is this true, or why is this happening? Like, I want them to be inquisitive, and I want them to stay inquisitive. Black people, in general, are not inquisitive because we're so distracted. We're so distracted because we don't have a lot of money and don't have a lot of resources. That's true. I understand that because I'm in the same boat. But if you can pay that damn phone bill, you can pick up your phone after you listen to True Colors and look up some of the stuff that I'm talking, just look up the just look up the public school educational system. Just look up the public school to prison pipelines. Just look up how they do our kids. Look up the school budgets. Look up that type of stuff for the schools. Just look up the schools. School lunches. Look at what your kids are eating. Like, look it up. Like, look and see what they're doing. Because once you learn this type of stuff, you're not going to be able to ignore the questions that's going to just naturally pop in your head, and you're going to want answers. If you're a parent, if you're a decent human being, you're going to have questions and you're going to want answers. So just look these things up. Don't sit there and get comfortable and assume that shit is going to be, it's just going to get better, or it's just going to get, are you just complacent? No, because you're not educated to what's going on around you. You know what I'm saying? And it's even harder because they keep changing the rules as they go. So you got to stay on your toes. These people are 10 steps ahead of us. They over there in Florida making new viruses and putting it on the news like this is just popping up out of nowhere. Nature will not create anything that nature itself cannot cure. So if they got to go into a laboratory and all this stuff to cure something, then that means they went into a laboratory to create it. You know what I'm saying? At some point, people, common sense is going to have to take over, and I pray every day that that's the case for our black people. You know what I'm saying? You got to wake up and educate yourself. You got to learn this stuff. Like, it's not hard. Just research stuff. Just research. Just check it out. Like, whatever you want to learn about, education, the prison system, redlining, housing. Like, why do we live in the areas that we live in? You know, these are the questions that I have. You know what I'm saying? And I look into it and see the type of games that they play with us. And you will be quite intrigued and want to learn more. And then once you learn more, you can change it. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody is different. You know, you might not care because you got money. But if, say, you educated and it's like, damn, they doing this? Like, damn, they doing this? You might know somebody that knows somebody that can change it. But until we are educated, the blind leading the blind, you know? Going back to Milwaukee, if these people have the proper knowledge of the situation at hand, then it might have been a completely different situation for them and the whole city. You know, like, you know, knowledge is truly power. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be corny or cornball or trying to counter people's anger. But the more you know, the more you grow, you know. And that's just a fact. You know what I mean? Because, you know, 2 years ago, I didn't know enough to do a podcast. I didn't think about doing a podcast because I didn't have the information or the knowledge that I have now. And who's to say where we'll be 2 years from now, you know, to have a TV show? I don't know, but I'm going to keep learning. Just in case that day comes, I'll be prepared. And because these people keep changing the game up, you know what I'm saying? Like, the stuff that you might find out now might not even be in play right now. You know what I'm saying? That's how cold-blooded they are. So
I think we come into a point in time, though, to where we can't really play the middle ground anymore. You know what I mean? You know, when I talk about the state of the black union, I mean, you know, what are we looking at for the end game? And it's really two different ways that the end game can play out. You know what I'm saying? The way it's continued to go now and the motions are going out of control, you can do the race war thing, which, you know, I don't recommend. Or, you know, you can do the whole trying to conform to the system thing, which I also don't recommend that either. But you have to find a way to where you know mentally what side you're planning to be on. And, you know, when I say race war, I'm not talking about go out here with a gun and that ignorant and dumb and, you know, cause harm to anybody else. No. I'm saying have a mentality to where when you're in certain situations with certain people around you, you have to understand how these situations can play out, why to play out this way, and, you know, just have a mental mindset going into every situation that you put yourself in. You know, I'm not the best person in the world. I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I recognize every time I step into a certain environment or a certain area or if I need to get certain things accomplished, that it's a certain way that you have to do these things. And that's what we need. That's what we need to start doing. You know, my son is starting school here in a couple weeks, and with my son doing that, I understand that my son has to learn that education system, but I also understand I have to direct my son and infuse my son with the knowledge that I've gained as well, to where he can understand and operate without hurting himself and understanding who he is as a man. So those are the things that we need to start instilling in our family and ourselves and in our younger generation, whether, you know, you're just talking to a brother or a sister that's younger than you that's lost. I mean, a lot of the times now, like you said earlier, when you was referring to the Milwaukee thing, like, we don't have a lot of prominent leaders for everybody to look to, but you can consider yourself a leader to people in your environment or children that's underneath you. You see a kid doing something wrong, tell them. You know, I mean, that's what we're missing a lot of the times too. Like, we don't like to get involved in every situation or certain situations anymore, just because we feel like, you know, when you have a certain image, that you know, it'll hurt your image. But if you see a young brother or a young sister doing something wrong and you just happen to come across them, you can tell them. I mean, that one conversation that you have might change their life, you know. And that's why I try to focus myself on and what I'm trying to do with myself every single day. If I run into a brother or sister that needs help, I'll try to help them. If it's some brother and sister that seems approachable, it seems like they're willing to learn anything, whether it can be the smallest thing that you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can drop some knowledge on people, and I think a lot of people be very surprised that we're willing to learn. We just need someone to teach us. And once you can, you know, once you can get comfortable, or when you let your guard down to someone that looks like you, that talks like you, have tattoos like you, you know, or any other type of person that you can feel you have some type of resemblance with, and they tell you something, and this person is somewhat of a successful person or upstanding individual, you see they're not compromising their integrity. Like, people are willing to listen to that. And the way we're going right now, to where we have no black people really willing to do that, and they only really want to talk to a certain class of black people. Like, that's why you see the lower half of black people rioting and acting out. So, I mean, with the state that we're looking at now, and the way I look at it from the outside looking in, and also, you know, just being part of the black community, although we have been forced in this situation, and a lot of the stuff that happened to us, believe me, was unfair, it was illegal, it started us off, you know, 400 or 500 years behind, you know, our other ethnicities in here in America. There's no reason in my mind that I feel like we can't overcome it. You know, we're some of the strongest people in the world, so therefore, we just have to start using our brains more and realize, like, you know, our money matters, the way we raise our children matters, the jobs we do matters, our reputation matters. You know, you just have to start holding yourself to a higher integrity, and you'll start seeing things work out for you. Worked out for me, worked out for you, Dub, it worked out for my boy, Sadie J, it works out for you. You just got to hold yourself up to a higher standard and realize, before you make a mistake or before you take action, how is this going to affect me in the future? How is this going to affect my family? How is this going to affect my community? Is this action going to get me to the point I want to be in life? Because if you're not progressing, then you're hurting the community. That's what a lot of people don't realize. It's not staying stagnant. It's not going backwards. If you're not progressing in some type of way, whether it be mentally, socially, financially, you're hurting the community. So we just need everybody to step their game up, man. And once we get that going, and we can drop this knowledge on people, and they can drop knowledge on us, and we start seeing our brothers and sisters come together, then it'll help us out a lot. And we'll start seeing this change. But right now, the way everything's going, I'm not seeing good enough change to have me satisfied with my own brothers and sisters and our fight that we constantly do. You know, because me and you, we come on this podcast every week, and, you know, we drop information and we try to tell people how to handle themselves and carry themselves, not like we're perfect, but just the fact that you know we're constantly trying to evolve as humans and people and black men just in general and raise our families the right way. So, you know, we just need more people like that, man.
Yeah, man. Amen, my brother. So, we'll end the show on that note, man. I couldn't say it better myself. Shit. Education. So, in solutionary conclusion, education, self-awareness, common sense, and progress. If you're not progressing, you're not doing nothing. So,
I got another
one
more thing, too. We got to stop making excuses for things that's inexcusable. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we done been fucked over and all that shit, but some things that we do, there's no excuse for that. And, you know, the reason why I'm talking about this now is because, like I said earlier, we have to start looking at ourselves and stop worrying about how we look to other races. So we got to stop making excuses for things that's inexcusable.
Yeah. Because, yeah, that's true, because a lot of people have this idea about African-Americans as a negative. You know, the Italians, even the Jamaicans, the Jews, they look at us as a negative, and it's our job not to give a shit. You know, it's our job to lead by example and show them that's not who we are. You know, we can't care about what they think. You know, we can't point the finger back at them either. We just got to continue to try to learn more so we can better ourselves as opposed to, okay, say the crack epidemic. They gave us the crack. You know, now it destroyed a lot of us. But now we know the consequences of that, so now we have to learn and choose alternate routes around this war on drugs that's against us, you know, as an example. You know, we have to lead by example. We have to educate ourselves. We can't be we can't continue to be distracted by nonsense that they throw at us. Because we're not distracting ourselves, they're distracting us. You know, and they're doing it for a reason. Because they know together we're undefeated and they can't do nothing with us. But yeah, on that note, man, this is True Colors Podcast. I'm Dub, a cop. Shout out to Teddy J, Dust Spot Radio, Blog Talk Radio. Check us out on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. True Colors Podcast on Facebook. We're going to get a new Twitter page set up shortly. Follow me, Brandon Haywood, on Twitter. Butterman at Butterman23 on Twitter. I'll post a show on there for you. And Cobb ain't on Twitter no more.
Take that break, baby.
Comment on Twitter right now, but you can follow me on Twitter. Like I said, Butterman23 on Twitter, Brandon Haywood. I put the show on there. I'm going to get back on Facebook tonight, and I'm going to put the show on Facebook tonight. But we out this bitch.
Yo.
Today, our people can see that we're faced with a government conspiracy. This government has failed us. The senators who are filibustering concerning your and my rights, that's the government. Don't say it, Southern senators. This is the government. This is a government filibuster. It's not a segregationist filibuster. It's a government filibuster. Any kind of activity that takes place on the...